The Community Garden. Life was becoming more and more confusing, and yet sometimes it all seemed to make perfect sense. Dr. H asked me one morning if I was interested in helping the local community. Pine Street was located on what most of the population of Liberty would consider to be the other side of the tracks. In plain English, it was the resource-deprived section of Liberty. The community needed help, and I wanted to assist. After all, I was in the midst of an ethical and moral battle of wills with the university, and this fight extended to all areas of my life. I told Dr. H that I wanted to help, and she handed me a basket of plant bulbs. After giving me this large basket of bulbs, she walked me down to Pine Street. We waved at people on their porches, smiling at them as we passed by, I am assuming, to signal our positive intentions to the local community. We arrived at a small patch of land that was riddled with some rocks and dirt. It looked nothing like a garden. She said to me, "This will need some work, but you, Jacques, are just the person to do it." I agreed, and in my downtime, or whenever I could spare a moment from writing, I would head to the community garden to plant bulbs. I believed then I was building a community. Every so often, when I would become upset or forlorn, Dr. H would ask if I had been to the garden to plant bulbs. This was a healthy practice for a while, until, eventually, I lost sight of its importance for my health and why I was planting seeds in a garden. One morning after a long night of writing, I placed the latest version of Contesting Admission on Dr. H's placemat on the dinner table. On top of it, I put a bulb to signal that I had finally discovered the root of power and had made progress in my paper that evening. After this display, the garden, its worth, and the community became a very strange and unforgiving place.